ध्याननिधनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमो महाभद्राय कृष्णप्रियप्रदाय कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरतिशे गुरवे गौरचन्द्राय राधिकाय सदानै कृष्णाय कृष्णभक्ताय तद्भक्ताय नमो। यं प्रभृतमनुपेतमपेतम द्वैपायनो विरहकात्रयाजुहाम पुत्रेति तन्मयतया सर्वोऽभिनेदो सर्वभेत्परिदयं निवान् तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तन्मयमां शरणम्।
अष्टजम साधन रथी न हम विप्रो न च नरपति नापि वैश्यो न शूद्रो न हम वर्णी न च गृहपतिर्नो वनस्तु वा ज्योतिर्वा किंत प्रोद्यन निखिल परमानंद पूर्णामृताब्दे गोपीर्भक्ति पदकमलोदास। विप्र छत्र वैश्य शूद्र कभू नहीं आमी गृह बनचारी बानप्रस्थ जति स्वामी प्रभुत परमानंद पूर्ण अमृतवास श्री राधा बल्लभ दासी दासी अनुदास। अकेला कृष्ण ईश्वर कृष्ण आसत्य जारे जैसे नचा तैसे करे जीव ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय वैश्य शूद्र नहीं है, वो कृष्ण का दास है। जीव मायाबद्ध होकर के इस नश्वर संसार जड़ संज्ञाभिमान पुरुष नाना प्रकार से परिचय कलयुग प्राणम आचार्य गौर सुंदर है कन्हैया कुमार को अपने मुखारविंद से उपदेश दिया है। हम ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय वैश्य शूद्र आदि वर्ण ब्रह्मचर्य आदि आश्रम से बधे हुए नहीं है। उनका शुद्ध परिचय है गोपी भक्त पद कमल और दास का दास जी। माया बद्धता के कारण माया में बद्ध होने के कारण पूर्व जन्मों की वासना और संस्कारों के क्रम से नवीन देह को प्राप्त करता है। पूर्व जन्म के कर्म और वासना से इस नवीन देह को प्राप्त करता है तथा किसी न किसी वर्ण आश्रम में जन्म लेता है। किसी न किसी वर्ण या आश्रम मृत्यु के पश्चात अपने कर्मानुसार गति को प्राप्त करता है और मृत्यु के बाद में अपने कर्मानुसार यही कर्म चक्र कहलाता है, अनादिकाल से चलता है। जीव को अपने शुद्ध स्वरूप की अनुभूति सदगुरु का चरण से तब पूर्व महाजन द्वारा अवधारित आचरित भजन पथ का अवलंबन करने से कोई जीव अपने स्वरूप शुद्ध की अनुभूति सदगुरु की कृपा से प्राप्त कर सकता है। नाम भजन करते करते जड़ अभिमान दूर हो जाता है। ब्राह्मण क्षत्रिय वैसे और शुद्ध कृष्ण दास की स्फूर्ति हृदय में होती है। शुद्ध चित्त स्वभाव में केवल मात्र कृष्ण ही पुरुष है और सभी जीव की स्त्री है। शुद्ध स्वरूप में जीव के जितने कृष्ण ही एकमात्र भोक्ता है और बाकी सब उसके भोग्य हैं। जीव के चित्त गठन में वस्तु स्त्री पुरुष से चिन्ह नहीं होते किंतु देह के स्वभाव वस्तु जीव स्त्री पुरुष में काफी मान लगता है। साधन भजन के माध्यम से वे शुद्ध देह प्राप्त करते हैं। जिनकी मधुर रस में प्रिया होती वह रसिक भक्तों के अनुगत्य में साधन भजन करते करते अपनी वासना तथा स्वरूपानुसार सिद्ध देह को प्राप्त करते हैं। योग माया घटन घटन पतेशी शक्ति से उनकी रस की व्यवस्था। साधने भाविवे जहां सिद्धि ते पाइवे केवल मात्र पक्व अपक्व विचार। अरे पुरानो बोलता की है तो नहीं आ सके और मध्य नोट कर रखा थे कि
ओम ज्ञानति मनांदस्याख्यानन्दरसनाकरचक्षुर्भगवतन्द्रेणतस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। Shastiyam sadhana refers to the stage of Rati. So, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself gave teaching. Naham vipro na cha narakute na vaishana sudro naham varni na cha vipite no vanasto yami vay kintu pradhyani kala pramarada purame tabde Gopi Bandhu Parikamano Das Das Anudasana. He said, I am not a Brahmin, I am not Kshatriya, I am not Vaishya, not Shudra, I am not a Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha or Sannyasi, I am none of these things. Actually, my identity is that I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Gopinath Krishna, who is like an ocean of endless transcendental nectar. So comment on this verse. Srila Gurudev explains. Ekaleshwa Krishna Arasava Vritya Jani Jani Chaitanya Shayan Setai Chit Kare Nritya. There is only one Ishwar, one Supreme Controller. And every other entity is the servant of that Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. So this is also the identity of the Jeev. The living entity, every soul, is transcendental. And their constitutional position is that they are the eternal servant of Krishna. But when the living entity is bound by Maya, at that time he gets the Deha Abhiman, identification with the material body. And at that time he thinks of himself in terms of being male or female or so many other different types of identity. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to give this teaching. I am none of these things. I am only the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, the beloved of the gopis. The living entity, he takes birth in this world again and again and again. And what kind of birth does he take? It depends on his previous life's vasana, what kind of desires he has from his previous life, and sanskar, the impressions he collected from previous life. So, according to that vasana and sanskar, he takes birth in so many different positions. But if, by good fortune, he takes shelter of the lotus feet of a sadguru, and he begins to follow the path of bhajan, devotional service, he takes shelter of that path of bhajan, which has been exemplified by the activities of the previous great personalities, the mahajans, then gradually, his jad abhiman, or identification with the material energy, is dispelled. And gradually he comes to realize his pure transcendental spiritual body, which is suitable for rendering service to the lotus feet of Sri Krishna. So in the pure consciousness, then one can understand that Krishna is the only Purush. He is the only male entity. And all other jeeves, they are female. Actually, in the constitution of the jeev, there are no... there is no male, material male and female. There is no material male and female in the constitution of any jeev. But when he attains his pure spiritual body, at that time, he has a bhav. He has this bhav, this identification of male or female according to his service in the lila. So then, in Sri Prema Bhakti Chandrika, there, Srila Narottam Das Thakur, he explains, Sadane Bhavive Jaha Siddhadeya Taha Pava. That at the time of sadhana, when the devotee is practicing his sadhana bhakti, whatever mood he is absorbed in at the time of his practice, when he becomes perfect, he will attain a perfection, a spiritual body corresponding to the mood that he is absorbed in at the time of his practice. So the only difference between sadhana bhakti and prem bhakti is that it is exactly like the difference between a fruit which is unripe and a fruit which is ripe. Actually, the fruit is one, but when it's unripe, you have to wait some time and gradually all the qualities will manifest. So in the same way, those who are doing shuddha sadhana, pure sadhana, they're absorbed in a particular mood, and by following that sadhana, they will get the corresponding perfection.
সাধনে ভাবিবে যাহা সিদ্ধিতে পাইবে কেবলমাত্র অপক্ব অপক্ব রূপে গোপীর ভর্তুর পদকময় দাস দাসানুদাস দাসানুদাস কা ক্যা তাৎপর্য হ্যাঁ বলছি গোপীয় কে অনুগ্রহ কে বিনা যুগল কিশোর কি মধুর সেবা মে কিসি কা অধিকার নেই হো উন সখিও মে ভি सखियों की अनुगत मंजरी सखियों के अनुगत में भजन करने से ही दोनों दासी पद की प्राप्ति होती है। उन सखियों में भी ललिता विशाखी की सखियों में भी रूप मंजरी प्रभृति जो मंजरिया है उनके अनुगत में भजन करने से दासी पद की प्राप्ति होती है। इन ब्रजदेवियों के भावना के अनुसार ही कृष्ण की सेवा वासना साधन काल में अभीष्ट है, इसलिए हमारा भी अभीष्ट क्या है, क्या हम प्राप्त करना चाहते हैं, मंजरियों के अनुगत्य में दासी भाव, भाव मार्ग में अपने को किसी ब्रजगोपी की परिचारिका दासी मानकर किसी ब्रज देवी ललिता विशाखा आदि के अनुगत्य में राधा कृष्ण की सेवा करनी है करते हैं। कभी कभी कोई जीव अपने को ललिता या विशाखा मानकर या रूपमंजनी मानकर पुरुष देह में ही स्त्री रूप बनाता है। कोई कोई लोग पुरुष शरीर है तो उसमें अपने को नाक में नथ पहनकर स्त्री का कपड़ा बांधकर दाढ़ी मूछ कमाकर कहते हैं कि मैं ललिता हूं। अभी हम लोग के परिक्रमा में भी एक ललिता सखी आई थी,
और नाच रहा था। ऐसा करके अपने और दूसरों का वो सब नाश करते हैं, ऐसा नहीं करो। मैं ललिता हूँ, विशाखा हूँ, मैं रूप मंजरी हूँ, ऐसा भावना करना मायावाद है, अद्वैतवाद है, ऐसा मत करो। इस प्रकार से ललिता जी के चरणों में घोर नरक की प्राप्त होते हैं। जीव कदापि राधा की नित्य किंकरी रूप मंजरी अथवा ललिता इत्यादि नहीं हो सकती है। ये सखियां जीव कोटि की नहीं है, ये सखियां जीव कोटि, जीव की कोटि में नहीं है। ये तो श्रीमती राधिका जी के काय व्यूह, यहाँ तक कि रूप मंजरी, रति मंजरी, लवंग मंजरी भी जीव कोटि नहीं है, जीव की श्रेणी में नहीं है। जीव साधन काल में श्रृंगार रस उपयोगी, रस उपासना में सखियों के अनुगत होकर मैं उनकी दासी हूँ ऐसा समझकर राधा कृष्ण की सेवा उनके निर्देश के अनुसार में करे। अपने को परकिया या परोढ़ा भी मानकर ऐसी भावना करे कि ब्रजगोपी ब्रज में हमने जन्म लिया है और किसी गोप के साथ में हमारा विवाह हुआ है और हम एक अप्रसूति का, विवाहित अप्रसूति का, अर्थात तो कोई भी संतान नहीं, ऐसी हम एक गोप किशोरी हैं। यह किशोरी भाव पर किया भाव युक्त राधा जी के अनुगत में कृष्ण सेवा के लिए प्रबल लालसा मई शादी का होती है। यही किशोरी पर किया भाव युक्त राधा के अनुगत श्री राधिका के अनुगत में कृष्ण सेवा के लिए प्रबल लालसा मई होती है। इसी भाव की सिद्धि होने पर गोपी भाव प्राप्त हो, गोपी भाव हई बे स्वभाव आर भाव ना रही बे। इस प्रकार से गोपियों के अनुगत में भजन करने की चेष्टा करने से ललिता विशाखा नहीं होनी, वो भी अनर्थ दूर होने पर, सिद्ध देह की प्राप्ति होने पर भी किया जाए, उसके पहले नहीं।
Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he explained, he gave the teaching that the sadhak should think, Gopi Bhatu Parakama Yo Das Das Anudasaha. I am the servant of the servant of the servant of Krishna, the beloved of the gopis. So, what is the meaning of Das Anudas Anudas? This phrase is extremely significant. It means that unless one will come in the anugatya, that means to be under the guidance, to follow the moods of the gopis of Braj, then it is completely impossible for anyone to attain the qualification to render madhur seva, sweet service to the lotus feet of Sri Yuga Kishore, Sri Radha and Krishna. Not only should one be under guidance of the sakis, among the sakis, then one should also follow the special category of sakis, the pran sakhi, nitya sakhi, or manjuris, and one should follow their moods. At the time of sadhana, to be completely absorbed in the service mood of those sakis of Radha and Krishna is very, very favorable. But even though one may become absorbed in their moods, one should never think that I am Lalita Sakhi. One should never think that I am Rupa Manjari. Why? Because if one will have this mood, and then though they are in a male form, identifying with Lalita Sakhi or any other Sakhi, then they may even put on a nose ring, earrings, bangles, put on sari, and dress up like Lalita Sakhi. Sri Gurudev mentioned, we saw at the festival, one Lalita Sakhi came and was dancing there with a very long grey beard. So, if anyone will think like this internally or behave like this also externally, then both they are guilty of following the path of Mayavad. the idea of merging in with Supreme Lord or one of his associates. It's called Ahangropasana. It is one of the practices among Mayavadis. They think that I am the object of my worship. The object that I worship, that is me. So that's called Ahangropasana. And it is part of the Mayavad philosophy. So, but if one will do this, then one is committing very great offenses at the lotus feet of the eternal associates of Radha and Krishna. The living entity, the jiv, he can never become any of the Nityapinkaris, the eternal servants of Radhika, such as Rupa Manjari. Because Rupa Manjari, Lalita Sakhi and others, they are not in the category of jiva. They are not the jivas who have emanated from the jiva shakti or from tatastha shakti. What are they? They are Radhika's own kaya viewer roop. They are Radhika's own bodily expansions. So because they are in a different category, there is no question of any jiva becoming any of those eternal transcendental associates of Radha and Krishna. So, at the time of sadhana, the living entity that should perform the Sringara Rasa Upasana, the worship, the service of Radha and Krishna in Sringara Rasa, being under the guidance of her near and dearest Sakhis. At that time, he should maintain the Parikya or Parodha Abhiman. Parikya or Parodha Abhiman means the conception that I am married to someone else. But the, although I'm married, I have no children, or no contact with my husband, though I am married. And secretly, I have to meet with Krishna. Then Srila Gurudev explained that the sadhak, he has very, very intense desire to attain this position. As Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur prayed, Rajagopi bhav haibe swabhav anabhava narahibe. When will that day come in my life? When? In my heart there will be one mood only, the mood of gopis of Braj. And no other mood will come in my heart. This will be my swabhav, but my very internal nature. So Srila Gurudev, he concluded by explaining that this type of bhajan, this practice, it cannot be engaged in by anyone who has not gone through the stage of anatta nivritti, nishtha ruchi, and coming into rati, they are qualified to do this sadhana. But those who are still covered by anatta, it's quite impossible for them.
Do you remember the kirtan? Vrishabhanupure janamalaiva. Do you remember?
Dekhte dekhte bhuli bo ma khade nij stula parichaya nayane hari mo gajapura shobha nitya chedana
Jabat vivaha
तद्भाव लिप्सना काज्या बजलोकां सार जो लोग रागात्मिक भक्ति प्राप्त करना चाहते हैं उसमें पाने की लालसा जिसके अंदर में प्रगाढ़ लालसा है वे राग मार्ग परायण ब्रजवासियों का अनुसरण है। वे लोग रागात्मिक ब्रज के जो गोपियां हैं उनका अनुसरण करते हैं। साधक रूप से बाह्य देह के द्वारा श्रवण कीर्तन का रूपानुगा रागानुगा आचरण और सिद्ध रूप से अपने गुरु प्रदत्त स्वरूप का चिंतन करते हुए अनंत अंतश्चिंतित देह के द्वारा सेवा। जिस प्रकार से साधक देह रूप गोस्वामी सनातन गोस्वामी रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी जिस प्रकार से राधा कुंड में वृंदावन में भजन करते दिन रात वैसा ही कीर्तन भाव के अनुरूप कीर्तन करते हैं वैसा संग करते हैं वातावरण वैसा ही कर देते हैं और सिद्ध स्वरूप से अपने गुरु के द्वारा जो प्रदत्त स्वरूप का है चिंतन करते 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 अंतश्चिंतित देह के द्वारा सेवा। जैसे रूप गोस्वामी सनातन गोस्वामी अपने रूप और रति मंजरी के रूप में राधा और कृष्ण की जैसे ललिता विशाखा जी के अनुगत्य में सेवा करते हैं ऐसे ही भावना के द्वारा उनका चिंतन अनर्थ विमुक्त और जिसके हृदय में निष्ठा रुचि आसक्ति और उसके बाद में रति उत्पन्न है वे लोग दूसरे नहीं श्रवण कीर्तन बाह्य साधक शरीर श्रवण और कीर्तन बाह्य शरीर से हो ये साधक शरीर से और सिद्ध देह ब्रजानुराग ब्रजानुग सेवा अभ्यन ब्रज की गोपियों के अनुगत होकर के सेवा करे। रागानुगा भक्ति का अनुष्ठान दो प्रकार से किया जाता है एक साधक रूप से एक साधक रूप से यथावस्थित देह के द्वारा और सिद्ध रूप से बैठ करके सिद्ध देह का चिंतन करते हुए उसके द्वारा अपने अभिलषित प्रेम की सेवा के प्रेममयी सेवा के लिए उपयोगी अंतश्चिंतित शरीर के द्वारा प्रजस्थित अपने अभीष्ट श्री राधा और कृष्ण के भावों को या परिकरों के भावों को या कृष्ण विषय प्रति प्राप्त करने के लिए लुप्त होकर ब्रज के परिकरों राधा ललिता विशाखा श्री रूप मंजरी आदि ब्रजवासियों के अनुसार में मानुषी सेवा करता हूं। रूप गोस्वामी पुरुष शरीर से जैसे स्थित होकर के साधन भजन करते हैं श्रवण कीर्तन वैसा करें और सिद्ध शरीर से जिनको सिद्ध देह की प्राप्ति है उसके द्वारा मानुषी सेवा में उस सिद्ध शरीर से राधा कृष्ण जुगल की उपासना करें जैसे कि ललिता विशाखा रूप मंजरी गति मंजरी। लोकहित के लिए बाह्य देव से वैधी भक्ति की विधियों का आचरण करते हैं। वैधी भक्ति का अनुसरण करते हैं क्योंकि अनाधिकारी व्यक्ति उनकी अपराकृत क्रिया मुद्रा को नहीं समझ सकते। नहीं समझे एक समय रूप गोस्वामी मनुष्य सेवा में समाधि अवस्था में थे, आंख बंद करके कृष्ण की लीला को देख रहे और उन्होंने कोई लीला देखी, मधुमंगल का कोई हंसी की बात देखी और हंसने लग गए। जैसे मधुमंगल और कृष्ण हंस रहे हैं ये भी हंसने लग गए और ऊपर से उनकी हंसी प्रस्फुटित हो गई। उस समय पासी में उनको दर्शन करने के लिए एक कोई भक्त आए थे, वो लंगड़े, तो उन्होंने देखा खंज कृष्णदास हमको देख करके ये हंस रहे हैं क्योंकि मैं लंगड़ा हूं और चले गए, नहीं समझ सके क्रिया मुद्रा। जब ये वैधि भक्ति ऊपर से करते तो उनका हित होता, तो ये तो करेंगे नहीं उस अवस्था में है नहीं, चले गए और कहते हैं कि इनका ध्यान भंग हो गया। कहीं प्रमाणित पुस्तक में तो नहीं है किंतु हो सकता है जीव के कल्याण के लिए ऐसा साधन में मन नहीं लगा, आंख खुल गई। सनातन गोस्वामी से कहा जी हमारे भजन में मन नहीं लगता, उन्हें कहा जी कोई वैष्णव के प्रति ज्ञान करके अनजान में तुम्हारा अपराध है। कैसे पता लगे? जीव गोस्वामी को भेजा जी जाओ सब वैष्णव को निमंत्रण कराओ, हमारे यहाँ पर प्रसाद होगा और हरि कथा होगी। सब लोगों ने निमंत्रण स्वीकार किया किन्तु खंजदास वो हमको देख करके हंसते हैं, उनके हम नहीं गए। सनातन गोस्वामी जी सुना करके ये वो यही पर कुछ हुआ, रूप को लेकर के वहां पर गए और रूप उनके चरणों में कहा आपके चरणों में कुछ मेरा अपराध हो गया, मैं तो हंस रहा था कुछ लीला देख करके, आपने समझा जी आपको देख, तब उनको गलती मालूम हुई तो उनके चरणों में गिरने लगे ये मेरा अपराध। फिर भजन में इसे जानबूझ करके करने से न जाने क्या होगा, अनजान में भी किसी वैष्णव के प्रति कोई भी अपराध मत करो, बल्कि वैधि भक्ति का अनुसरण करो। रूप गोस्वामी ने बृहत रूप भक्ति रसामी सिंधु उज्जैन मणि इत्यादि में जिस साधन भक्ति की बात कही है वो सचमुच में वैधि नहीं है बल्कि वो रागानुगा है। उसके करने से जरूर होगा रागानुगा, इसलिए कहा गया है विधि मार्ग रत जने स्वाधीनता रत्न दारे राज मार्गे करे नत्र। विधि मार्ग में जो है उसकी ऐसी स्वाधीनता है कि राग मार्गे करे न प्रवेश, राग मार्ग में प्रवेश कर जाए। कोई राय रामानंद संवाद सुने और महाप्रभु सुन करके, ये सुनना तो वैधि भक्ति है किंतु सुनेगा क्या? किस प्रकार से राय रामानंद जी पहले ही राग इत्यादि तक ले जाते हैं, राधा का स्वरूप प्रेम का स्वरूप कृष्ण का स्वरूप इत्यादि वर्णन करते हैं। सनातन गोस्वामी महाप्रभु जी का पहले वैधि भक्ति से आरंभ हुआ और कहां पर समाप्त हुआ? गोपी प्रेम में। तो जरूर होगा गुरु कृपा से स्फूर्त अपने सिद्ध देव दिन रात रहिए राधा कृष्ण जुगल की सेवा। किंतु वैदिक भक्ति से सब ये बाहरी शरीर से और मानसी सेवा के द्वारा उन लीलाओं का चिंतन करें। अपने अभिलषित कृष्ण के प्रियजन की सेवा के प्रति साधक का लोभ है। जिस प्रकार से रूपमंजरी राधा कृष्ण की सेवा ललिता विशाखा के अनुगत्य में करें उसके प्रति लोभ, ललिता विशाखा की सेवा के प्रति किसका प्रति लोभ होगा? ललिता विशाखा के अनुगत्य में रूपमंजरी जो सेवा कृष्ण की कर रही है, राधा जी की कर रही है, वो सेवा के प्रति लोभ होना चाहिए। साधकों को दास सखा माता पिता प्रेयसी में से अपने भावना के अनुरूप एक भाव का अनुसरण करें, यही रागानुगा भजन की पद्धति है। रागानुगा भक्ति में स्मरणांग प्रधान है। रागानुगा भक्ति में स्मरणांग मानसी सेवा है ना स्मरणांग। किंतु कीर्तन के प्रवास विशेष करके कलयुग में एक आदमी कीर्तन किया क्या, यही अभी कीर्तन हम लोगों ने देखी थे, देखी थे प्रजापुर शोभा भोलीवास फूल परिचय स्थूल पर नयन है ब्रजपुर शोभा निश्चितानंद और फिर ब्रजपुर विषभानुपुर जन्म लभी जावट विवाह, ये स्मरण है। किंतु ये कीर्तन के प्रभाव से स्मरण होगा, ऐसा ही कीर्तन करो जो कि अपने भावों को भावमयी कीर्तन होना चाहिए। अभी बतलाएंगे स्मरण और कीर्तन आदि निज भावोचित लीला देश स्वभाव विशिष्ट कृष्ण और उनके प्रिय जन संबंधी होने चाहिए। जैसे रूप गोस्वामी का है जंग कवि रूप शरीर तुम वर्जनिधि कुठरी का कौन कपाट, ऐसे सब कीर्तन हो। स्मरण की प्रधानता होने के कारण कुछ लोग रागोदय होने के पूर्व ही अनर्थ अधिक अवस्था में निर्जन भजन इच्छा था। कुछ लोग अभी राग उदय हुआ नहीं, शुद्ध सत्व रूपी जो राग है उदित नहीं हुआ और उसका अर्थ के पहले ही निर्जन में भजन करने जाते हैं और कुछ दिनों के बाद में उपस्थित हो जाते हैं। श्रुति स्मृति पुराण आदि पंचरात्र विधि मुग्ना एकांत की हरेर भक्त उत्पाता ही रेव कल्प। श्रुति स्मृति पुराण पंचरात्र इत्यादि विधि के बिना जो एकांत की हरिभक्ति करते हैं उत्पात का कारण होता है। रस संबंध में विशेष जानने योग्य बात यह है ब्रज लीला के परिकरों के श्रृंगार आदि भाव माधुर्य श्रवण करने पर जिस समय उन भावों की प्राप्ति का लोभ उत्पन्न होता है, जब कृष्ण के भक्तों का भाव सुन करके वैसे ही सेवा प्राप्त करने की लालसा हृदय में उठती है, उस समय शास्त्रीय युक्ति की तो कोई अपेक्षा नहीं रहती। किंतु लोक उत्पत्ति के बाद में ब्रज भाव किस रूप में प्राप्त हो इसकी जिज्ञासा न प्राण तो उस समय शास्त्र की आवश्यकता होती, कैसे ये भाव उत्पन्न होगा। यदि हमारे गोस्वामियों के गान उनके ग्रंथ इत्यादि न हो तो भाव उत्पन्न नहीं हो सकता, इसके लिए अपेक्षा है। रागानुगा भक्ति में पांच भजन के अनुष्ठान है, पांच प्रकार के। स्वभिष्ट भावमय भजन, स्वभिष्ट भावमय मैंने क्या दास सख वात्सल्य आदि, दास सख आदि भावमय के जिसके जो भाव है दास के अनुसार सख्य के अनुसार में वात्सल्य के अनुसार में अथवा श्रृंगार के रूप में जिसका जैसा भाव वैसा ही कीर्तन। श्रवण कीर्तन साधकों के भाव प्रेम रूपी तर्क का पोषण करते हैं, अतः इन्हीं भाव में इनको साधन भाव में, साधन भाव माने दास हो सख्य हो वात्सल्य और मधुर रस, ऐसे कीर्तन ऐसे श्रवण आदि को भाव में कहा जाता है, क्योंकि ये प्रेम रूपी कल्पतरु का पोषण करते हैं, अतः उनको भाव में साधन करते हैं। प्रेम के प्रादुर्भाव होने पर यही भाव में साधन साधन करना। जब ये प्रेम के प्रादुर्भाव होने पर यही जो साधन था अब वो साध्य बन गया। स्वाभिष्ट भाव में संबंधित गुरु पदाश्रय से लेकर मंत्र जप ध्यान इत्यादि ये भाव संबंधी कहलाते हैं। भाव संबंधी स्मरण में सहायक होने के कारण एकादशी जन्माष्टमी व्रत को भी आंशिक रूप में संबंधी कहा जाता है। स्वाभिष्ट भाव संबंधी जो उस भाव को पुष्ट करते हैं, जैसे गुरु पदाश्रय, बिना गुरु के ये राग मार्ग आएगा नहीं आएगा, तो गुरु पदाश्रय शिक्षा दीक्षा विषमेन गुरु सव्या इत्यादि दस जो पद जो दस प्रकार के जो अंग हैं, मंत्र जप ध्यान इत्यादि भाव संबंधी कारण, भाव संबंधी स्मरण अंग में सहायक होने के कारण एकादशी और जन्माष्टमी को भी आंशिक रूप में भाव संबंधी मान लो। स्वाभिष्ट भाव के अनुकूल एक हुआ भावमय, एक हुआ भाव संबंधी और तीसरा है भावानुकूल। भाव के अनुकूल तुलसी काष्ठ की माला, तिलक, वैष्णव चिन्ह धारण, तुलसी सेवा परिक्रमा आदि भावानुकूल। स्वाभिष्ट अविरुद्ध अविरुद्ध करो आचरण, गो सेवा, अस्वस्थ आंवला ब्राह्मण आदि का सम्मान करना, ये अंग समूह उपकारी होने के कारण भाव अविरुद्ध कहलाते हैं, कभी कभी पोषण करते हैं। आंवला वृक्ष को भगवान का स्वरूप मान करके करते हैं, तुलसी जी की पूजा करते हैं और सबको ब्राह्मणों का सम्मान करते हैं। करना चाहिए, न करने से भी हानि नहीं है किंतु करने से कुछ लाभ ही है। अस्वाभिष्ट भाव विरुद्ध न्यास मत करो, अंगन न्यास, ये सब अंगन न्यास न करो। अंगन न्यास गोपी को अंगन न्यास से क्या लेना देना? द्वारका का ध्यान मत करो, अभिलषित भाव के प्रतिकूल होने कारण रागन और भक्ति में बर्जनीय है, मत करो ऐसा। वहां पर शंकर जी की आराधना, हनुमान जी की आराधना इत्यादि कोई भी जो रागानुगा मार्ग में श्रृंगार रस में नहीं, ये मत करो। रागा मार्गीय साधक सर्वदा ब्रजवासियों का अनुगत्य सिखाते, जैसे ब्रजवासियां करती हैं रूपमंजरी इत्यादि करती हैं, ठीक वैसे ही चिंतन साधन भजन सब, अर्थात स्वरूप मंजरी स्वरूप गोस्वामी, सनातन गोस्वामी, रघुनाथ दास गोस्वामी के अनुगत्य में उनकी बतलाई हुई भजन प्रणाली का अनुशीलन करें। रागमार्ग साधो को सदा ब्रज में वास करना चाहिए, नंदगांव बरसाना उससे भी वृंदावन उससे भी गोवर्धन उससे भी राधा श्याम, और समर्थ न रहे तो जहां कहीं से करे, और समर्थ रहे तो वृंदावन में वास करे। किंतु अनर्थ युक्त होकर के वास करने की अपेक्षा अनर्थ रहित होकर के वास करें तो ये उपयुक्त है। अनर्थ रहित अवस्था में जहां उनको संग मिले वहीं पर रहे, और सिद्ध रूपेण गुरु पादपद्म की कृपा से साधक एकादश भाव और पांच दशा को प्राप्त करके मन ही मन में चिंतन करते हुए भाव में विभावित होकर के सेवा करें। एकादश भाव है नाम रूप सिद्ध देह और इत्यादि सब किए हैं। अष्टकालीन लीलाओं के स्मरण में निमज्जन ऐसा करने से अष्टकाली में संबंध अपया नाम रूप जूठ वेश आज्ञा वास सेवा प्रकाष्ठा श्वास और फाल्यदासी ये एकादश भाव है। पंच दशाएं श्रवण दशा वर्ण दशा स्मरण दशा भवापन्न दशा और प्रेम संपत्ति दशा।
So now Srila Gurudev is explaining the next verse of Sri Bhajaram's. Seva sadhaka rupena siddha rupena chatrahi tadbhavalichna karya vajalokana sarasa. If someone has attained a very intense greed to attain ragatmik bhakti, then that person, he can enter into the path of raganuga bhakti, raganuga bhakti sadhana. Those who have the intense greed to follow ragatmik jan, that means the eternal associates of Radha and Krishna. This sadhana is executed in two ways. By the sadhak group, by the external body. One should follow the example, the life practices, characteristics of Srila Rupa Goswami, Srila Sanatana Goswami, Srila Raghunath Das Goswami. How they lived, always absorbing, hearing, chanting, remembering, very humbly performing their practices in Braja Dhanam. And internally, by the antas-chintit siddha deha, by the internally conceived spiritual body which is suitable for the service of Radha and Krishna, one should follow in the footsteps of the eternal associates of Radha and Krishna. So Srila Gurudeva, he explained that this practice of Raghunuga Bhakti is very confidential, and the ordinary people in this world, or even the devotees who are following Vaidimark, they cannot understand the behavior of those in Ragamark. So Srila Gurudev gave an example. Once Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he was chanting Harinam and absorbing Samadhi in trance. In his trance, he saw some pastimes. How Madhu Mangal was doing some very funny jokes. And in his Siddha Deha, in his spiritual form, she was laughing. But this laughter, it was little manifest also on his sadhak form. So at that time, one devotee, his name was Kanja Krishna Das, means the lame Krishna Das. He was crippled and walked in a very peculiar way, and people used to laugh at him. So he was walking past Srila Rupa Goswami, and then he heard Srila Rupa Goswami was also laughing. In his mind, he thought, oh, he's laughing at me. And he became offended, and he went away. Just then, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, his spurti, or his internal vision of the pastimes of Krishna, was broken. And he tried again and again, but he would not return. So then he went to Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad, and he put to Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad his condition, the problem that he found himself in. Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad advised him, oh, it must be that either knowingly or unknowingly, you have committed some offense to a Vaishnava. So then he advised him, you can discover which Vaishnava you have offended, knowingly or unknowingly, by inviting all the Vaishnavas to come for a feast. And who does not come, this will be the person who is offended. So Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he sent Srila Jiva Goswami, going all over and inviting all the Vaishnavas, please come, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad is inviting you to honor Mahaprasadam. So all the Vaishnavas came, but one was not present. So Srila Sanatana Goswami, he advised, oh, this must be the person. Then Srila Rupa Goswami went there to his bhajan kutya, and very humbly, he begged for forgiveness. Please forgive me. Unknowingly, I may have offended you. And then Kanja Krishna Das, he revealed that, oh, I thought you were laughing at me. And Rupa Goswami said, no, I didn't even see you. I was remembering some pastimes of Krishna. Then Kanja Krishna Das, he thought, oh, you have not made an offense. Actually, I have made an offense. And he gave his obeisances to Srila Rupa Goswami. So here, there are many teachings, but Srila Gurudev explained today that those who are in Vaidimark, they cannot understand how the internal life of those in Raghunuga Bhakti is going on. And in addition to this, we should learn the lesson that we should be very careful not to commit any offenses to anyone knowingly or unknowingly, because even unknowing offense can produce some problem or obstacles in our spiritual life. So So then Srila Gurudev explained that those who are not qualified for Raganuga Bhakti, they should follow Vaidhi Bhakti. Otherwise, if without understanding or having qualification for the path of Raganuga Bhakti, they try to enter into that, they will not be able to understand. And through the medium of so-called doing bhajan, they'll actually become more entangled in the noose of the material world. So our previous acharyas, they made an arrangement for those who are ajatarati. They have the rati, or some bhava is not manifested in their heart. They can also gradually enter into Raga Marg by following Vaidhi Bhakti in the association of Sadguru and Vaishnavas who are practicing Raganuga Bhakti. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has written one kirtan: Vidhi Marga Rati Jani Swarinatra Ratna Dhani Raga Marg Karna Pravesh. The meaning is, if someone will very carefully follow Vaidhi Bhakti, but under the guidance of those who are in Raga Marg, gradually when their intelligence becomes independent of adherence and logic to so many rules and regulations in Shastra, that these things are their inspiration for performing bhakti. But rather their intelligence becomes independent of this type of inspiration and greed awakens in their heart, at that time they'll enter into Raga Marg. So Srila Gurudev said, for sure this will happen. Why? Because those who are unqualified for Raga Marg, they very carefully follow Vaidhi Bhakti and they associate with bona fide Guru and Vaishnavas. And they hear Harikatha from them. What kind of Harikatha will they listen to? They'll listen to Rai Ramananda Sambhad. What will happen? When they're hearing this Rai Ramananda Sambhad, first they hear about Varnashram Dharma and Sharanagati and all of these things, which are relevant knowledge for those who want to understand Vaidhi Marg. But gradually, step by step, this katha goes higher and higher and comes to the point of describing all the transcendental moods of Srimati Radhika and Brijvas, gopis of Vrindavan. Otherwise, they may hear Sanatan Shiksha. Sanatan Shiksha will begin with Vaidhi Bhakti and gradually go step by step right up to the platform of the mood of gopis of Vrindavan. Therefore, those who are not qualified, if they will carefully follow Vaidhi Bhakti in a high class of association, they'll gradually accumulate the qualifications to enter into Raganuga Bhakti. So, then Srila Gurudev explains that when greed awakens, what happens? Tatat bhavani madhurye shute diryad apeshate nacha shasta nuktim cha na lob utpati lakshanam. The symptom of greed is that when a person listens to the sweet pastimes of how the associates of Krishna are serving him, at that time, their mind becomes full of a very intense obsession and hankering that they also want to serve Krishna in the same way that those associates are serving Krishna. At that time, their intelligence is no longer dependent on logic, reason, arguments, and the statements given in Shastra establishing what is the goal of life. But even though their intelligence is no longer dependent on the statements of Shastra establishing what is the goal of life and what is reality, yet still they are bound to take shelter of Shastra to discover the method, to discover the process whereby they can attain the goal for which they have developed some greed. So just because of some greed comes and their intelligence becomes independent of Shastric logic does not mean that they will now act against the Shastra. So, to confirm this, Srila Gurudev is quoting a verse from Sri Bhaktivinoda Sindhu, Shruti Smriti Purana Adi Panchratra Vidhim Vinar, Aikantikiya Hai Bhaktir Upataya Vakalpate. The meaning is that even if a person, they're doing Aikantik Bhakti, one-pointed devotional service, yet they do not observe the injunctions and the guidelines which are given in Shruti, Smriti, in Veda, in Quran, etc., then even though they're engaged in one-pointed devotional service, their devotional service will just create a disturbance in their own life and in the lives of others. They will not make any advancement. So then Srila Gurudev explained that when greed awakens, where should it go? It should go towards the lotus feet of Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari. Not towards other associates like Lalita and Vishakha. Those whose exact type of service we want to attain, the greed should go exclusively following their footsteps. So in this Raghunuga Bhakti, something is very, very important and should be understood. That is that Smaranga is Pradhan. In other words, the Angas of Bhakti, Shavanam, Kirtanam, Smaranam, Parasimnam, these are the Angas of Bhakti. But in Raghunuga Bhakti, Smaranga, that means the limb of devotional service concerned with being absorbed in remembrance. Smaran, this is Pradhan. This is the most prominent limb in Raghunuga Bhakti. Why? Because Manasik Seva, rendering service by mind, is actually in the under the jurisdiction or in the category of Smaran. But now this age is Kali Yuga. So to attain this Smaran is very difficult. So therefore, Smaran is inspired by it and becomes perfect and mature by the practice of Kirtan. But what kind of Kirtan? The Kirtan which is related to the subject matter that one wants to be absorbed in the Smaran of, in the remembrance of. So Srila Gurudev gave an example. We should do Kirtans such as the one that we've just sung. Dekite, dekite, bulibo bakabe, nijastula parichai. In this kirtan, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying. Oh, when will that day come? All of a sudden, when I'll be completely forgetful of my material identity. At that time, I will behold the beautiful transcendental Vrajapur. When will that day come? When I will take birth in Vrishabhanupur, the village of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. And when I grow and become mature, when will that day come? When my hand will be given in marriage, and I have to move and live in Javat. When will that day come when in the core of my heart there is no other mood except for the mood of being a Brajagopi? When will that day come when I will attain my Siddhanam, my actual eternal spiritual name, my spiritual form, my cloth and all of these things? And when will I be initiated into all the practices of rendering service, loving service to Sisi Radha and Krishna? Will that day come when, as a Brajagopi, I'll wander along the shore of Jamuna? I'll be going there, carrying a pot on my head to bring water. At that time, I will be remembering deeply in my heart all the glories of Srimati Radhika. And like a woman who is half mad, or completely mad with praying, I will sing at the top of my voice the glories of Srimati Radhika. So, this type of kirtan is very prominent. And by this type of kirtan, one can attain the very deep smaran. Srila Gurudev said, we should sing this kirtan. And other kirtans like Yan Kali Rupa Sharana Hadarata Tan Braja Prema Mahanidhi Kutarika. Oh, if Srila Rupa Goswami Pada had not appeared in this world, who would have opened the treasure chest of divine love that was bought by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So then, Srila Gurudev explained that those who have greed, they are qualified to do this type of sadhana. But if those who do not have greed, they try to observe these things, what will happen? Surely they'll be derailed from the path of bhakti and they'll fall down. So, then Srila Gurudev explained that this Raghunuga Bhakti, it has five aspects. These five aspects are, first, Svavista Bhavmaya Sadhan. Second one, Svavista Bhav Sambandhi Sadhan. Bhav Sambandhi Sadhan. Third one, Svavista Bhav Anukul Sadhan. Fourth one, Svavista Bhav Aviruddha Sadhan. And Svavista Bhava Viruddha. So Srila Gurudev explained them one by one. First one, Svavista, that means that which is very specifically desired by oneself. Sva Avi Ishta, Svavista. Bhav Maya Sadhan, the sadhan which is composed exclusively of bhav. So this is the bhav my sadhan. In other words, the kirtan, the sravan, hearing, chanting and remembering, which is performed, being completely absorbed in one particular mood, such as dasya bhav, servitorship, sakya bhav, friendship, vatsalya bhav, or madhurya bhav, this is called bhav maya sadhan. When this bhav maya sadhan gradually becomes mature, At that time, it turns into prem, and it's, then it is called Bhavmay Sadhya. Bhavmay Sadhya. Then, the second type of Rajyoga Bhakti Sadhana is called Bhav Sambandhi Sadhana. Bhav Sambandhi means when the devotee engages in the angles of devotional service, beginning from the beginning, Guru Padashray, Diksha Guru Asevan, Sadharma Kritsa Shiksha Sanumaganukkaman. Among 64 angles, first of all, Guru Padashray. Without taking shelter of the lotus feet of Sadguru, it is utterly impossible to enter into Raga Mark. So, beginning with Guru Padashray, taking shelter of the lotus feet of Guru, and Vishram Bhena Guru Seva, with so much mamata, so much possessiveness for the lotus feet of Guru. And in this way, one should render service to the spiritual master. He should meditate. He should do japa of his mantras given by Guru. So all of these types of these practices, they are called Bhav Sambandhi. Why are they called Bhav Sambandhi? Because they help Smaran Anga. They help one become absorbed in remembrance. And this Bhav Sambandhi Sadhana is the ingredient cause of the Bhavmay Sadhana. So, included in this, the observance of Ekadasi, Janmastami, and other types of vrats. These are also included in Bhav Sambandhi, which is the Upadan Karan, that means the ingredient cause of Bhavmay. In other words, the hearing, chanting, and remembering, which is done in this stage, when it helps one become absorbed in Smaran, then this Bhav Sambandhi Sadhana is transformed into Bhavmay Sadhana. Then, Sobhista Bhav Anupur. This means that the devotee should be very careful to accept those things which also are favorable for the cultivation of his particular mood, such as wearing tulsi mala, putting on tilak, wearing the appropriate signs and symbols of a Vaishnava, serving Tulsi Devi, giving water on Tulsi, doing parikrama, and giving pranam to Tulsi. All of these things are very favorable. So that is called Bhava Anukul. Then, Sobhista Bhava Aviruddha. This includes giving honor to cows, giving honor to the Asvata tree, and giving honor to Brahmanas. These practices, they can be done. But what is the result? Bhava Aviruddha means this is not against your bhava, but also it will not specifically nourish the bhava. So that is called Bhav Aviruddha. These practices are acceptable for those on the path of Raga Nuga Bhakti. Then, Sobhista Bhav Viruddha, that means those activities which are unfavorable, which will make obstacles in the cultivation of one's desired mood, they should be very strictly avoided. So these include our Raga Nuga Bhakti. It's very confidential. And the ordinary people in this world, or even the devotees who are following Vaidhi Mark, they cannot understand the behavior of those in Raga Mark. So Srila Gurudev gave an example. Once, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, he was chanting Harinam and absorbed in Samadhi, in trance. In his trance, he saw some pastimes. How Maru Mangal was doing some very funny jokes. And in his Siddha Deha, in his spiritual form, she was laughing. But this laughter, it was little manifest also on his sadhak form. So at that time, one devotee, his name was Kanta Krishna Das, means the lame Krishna Das. He was crippled and walked in a very peculiar way, and people used to laugh at him. So he was walking past Srila Rupa Goswami, and then he heard Srila Rupa Goswami was also laughing. In his mind, he thought, oh, he's laughing at me. And he became offended, and he went away. Just then, Srila Rupa Goswami Pad, his spurti, or his internal vision of the pastimes of Krishna, was broken. And he tried again and again, but he would not return. So then he went to Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad, and he put to Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad his condition, the problem that he found himself in. Srila Sanatana Goswami Pad advised him Oh, it must be that either knowingly or unknowingly, you have committed some offense to a Vaishnava. So then he advised him, you can discover which Vaishnava you have offended, knowingly or unknowingly, by inviting all the Vaishnavas to come for a feast. And who does not come, this will be the person who is offended. So Srila Rupa Goswami replied, he sent Srila Jiva Goswami going all over and inviting all the Vaishnavas, please come. Srila Rupa Goswami replied, is inviting you to honor Mahaprasadam. So all the Vaishnavas came, but one was not present. So Srila Sanatan Goswami, he advised, oh, this must be the person. Then Srila Rupa Goswami went there to his bhajan kutya, and very humbly he begged for forgiveness. Please forgive me. Unknowingly, I may have offended you. And then Kanti Krishnadas, he revealed that, oh, I thought you were laughing at me. And Rupa Goswami said, no, I didn't even see you. I was remembering some pastimes of Krishna. Then Kanti Krishnadas, he thought, oh, you have not made an offense. Actually, I have made an offense. And he gave his obeisances to Srila Rupa Goswami. So here, there are many teachings, but Srila Gurudev explained today that those who invite him are, they cannot understand how the internal life of those in Raghunuga Bhakti is going on. And in addition to this, we should learn the lesson that we should be very careful not to commit any offenses to anyone knowingly or unknowingly, because even unknowing offense can produce some problem or obstacles in our spiritual life. So then Srila Gurudev explained that those who are not qualified for Raghunuga Bhakti, they should follow Vaidhi Bhakti. Otherwise, if without understanding or having qualification for the path of Raghunuga Bhakti, they try to enter into that, they will not be able to understand. And through the medium of so-called doing bhajan, they'll actually become more entangled in the noose of the material world. So our previous acharyas, they made an arrangement for those who are ajatarati. They have the rati, or some path is not manifested in their heart. They can also gradually enter into Radha Marg by following Vaidhi Bhakti in the association of Sadguru and Vaishnavas who are practicing Raghunuga Bhakti. So Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he has written one kirtan. Vidhi Marga Rati Jani Swarinatra Ratna Dhani Raga Marga Karna Pradesh. The meaning is, if someone will very carefully follow Vaidhi Bhakti, but under the guidance of those who are in Raga Marga, gradually when their intelligence becomes independent of adherence and logic to so many rules and regulations in Shastra, that these things are their inspiration for performing Bhakti, but rather their intelligence becomes independent of this type of inspiration, and greed awakens in their heart, at that time, they'll enter into Raga Marg. So Srila Gurudev said, for sure this will happen. Why? Because those who are unqualified for Raga Marg, they very carefully follow Vaidhi Bhakti, and they associate with bona fide Guru and Vaishnavas, and they hear Harikatha from them. What kind of Harikatha will they listen to? They'll listen to Rai Ramananda Sambhad. What will happen? When they're hearing this Rai Ramananda Sambhad, first they hear about Varnashram Dharma and Sharanagati and all of these things, which are relevant knowledge for those who want to understand Vaidhi Marg. But gradually, step by step, this katha goes higher and higher and comes to the point of describing all the transcendental moods of Srimati Radhika and Brijbhas, gopis of Vrindavan. Otherwise, they may hear Sanatan Shiksha. Sanatan Shiksha will begin with Vaidhi Bhakti, and gradually go step by step right up to the platform of the mood of gopis of Vrindavan. Therefore, those who are not qualified, if they will carefully follow Vaidhi Bhakti in a high class of association, they'll gradually accumulate the qualifications to enter into Raghunuga Bhakti. So, then Srila Gurudev explained that when greed awakens, what happens? Tatat bhavani madhurye shute diriyana pekshate nacha shasta nirktim cha na lob utpati lakshanam. The symptom of greed is that when a person listens to the sweet pastimes of how the associates of Krishna are serving him, at that time,
their mind becomes full of very intense obsession and hankering, that they also want to serve Krishna in the same way that those associates are serving Krishna. At that time, their intelligence is no longer dependent on logic, reason, arguments, and the statements given in Shastra establishing what is the goal of life. But even though their intelligence is no longer dependent on the statements of Shastra establishing what is the goal of life and what is reality, yet still they are bound to take shelter of Shastra to discover the method, to discover the process whereby they can attain the goal for which they have developed some greed. So just because of some greed comes and their intelligence becomes independent of Shastric logic does not mean that they will now act against the Shastra. So to confirm this, Srila Gurudev is quoting a verse from Sri Bhaktivinoda Sindhu, Shruti Smriti Purana Adi Panchratra Vidim Minar Aikantikiya Hai Bhaktir Upataya Vakalpate. The meaning is that even if a person, they're doing Aikantik Bhakti, one-pointed devotional service, yet they do not observe the injunctions and the guidelines which are given in Shruti, Smriti, in Veda, in Puran, etc., then even though they're engaged in one-pointed devotional service, their devotional service will just create a disturbance in their own life and in the lives of others. They will not make any advancement. So then, Srila Gurudev explained that when greed awakens, where should it go? It should go towards the lotus feet of Rupa Manjari, Rati Manjari, not towards other associates like Lalita and Vishakha. Those whose exact type of service we want to attain, the greed should go exclusively following in their footsteps. So, in this Raghunuga Bhakti, something is very, very important and should be understood. That is that Smaranga is pradhan. In other words, the angas of bhakti, shavanam, kirtanam, smaranam, parasimnam, these are the angas of bhakti. But in Raghunuga bhakti, smaranga, that means the limb of devotional service concerned with being absorbed in remembrance. Smaran, this is pradhan. This is the most prominent limb in Raghunuga bhakti. Why? Because manasik seva, rendering service by mind, is actually under the jurisdiction or in the category of Smaran. But now this age is Kali Yuga. So to attain this Smaran is very difficult. So therefore, Smaran is inspired by and becomes perfect and mature by the practice of Kirtan. But what kind of Kirtan? The Kirtan which is related to the subject matter that one wants to be absorbed in the Smaran of, in the remembrance of. So Srila Gurudev gave an example. We should do kirtans such as the one that we've just sung. Dekite, dekite, bulibo bhakabe, nijas tula parichai. In this kirtan, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur is praying. Oh, when will that day come? All of a sudden, when I'll be completely forgetful of my material identity. At that time, I will behold the beautiful transcendental Vrajapur. When will that day come? When I will take birth in Vrishabhanupur, the village of Vrishabhanu Maharaj. And when I grow and become mature, when will that day come? When my hand will be given in marriage and I have to move and live in Javat. When will that day come when in the core of my heart there is no other mood except for the mood of being a Vrajagopi? When will that day come when I will attain my Siddhanam, my actual eternal spiritual name, my spiritual form, my cloth and all of these things? And when will I be initiated into all the practices of rendering service, loving service to Sisi Radha and Krishna? Will that day come when, as a Vrajagopi, I'll wander along the shore of Jamuna? I'll be going there, carrying a pot on my head to bring water. At that time, I will be remembering deeply in my heart all the glories of Srimati Radhika. And like a woman who is half mad, or completely mad with praying, I will sing at the top of my voice the glories of Srimati Radhika. So, this type of kirtan is very prominent. And by this type of kirtan, one can attain the very deep smaran. Srila Gurudev said, we should sing this kirtan. And other kirtans like Yankali Rupa Sharma Tadata San Braja Prema Mahanidhi Rupa Kutarika. Oh, if Srila Rupa Goswami Pada had not appeared in this world, who would have opened the treasure chest of divine love that was bought by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? So then Srila Gurudev explained that those who have greed, they are qualified to do this type of sadhana. But if those who do not have greed, they try to observe these things, what will happen? Surely they'll be derailed from the path of bhakti and they'll fall down. So then Srila Gurudev explained that this raganuga bhakti, it has five aspects. These five aspects are, first, svavista bhavmaya sadhan. Second one, svavista bhav sambandhi sadhan. Third one, svavista bhav anukul sadhan. Fourth one, svavista bhav aviruddha sadhan. And svavista bhava viruddha. So Srila Gurudev explain them one by one. First one, svavista, that means that which is very specifically desired by oneself. Sva avi ishta, svavista. Bhav maya sadhan, the sadhan which is composed exclusively of bhav. So this is the bhav maya sadhan. In other words, the kirtan, the shravan, hearing, chanting and remembering, which is performed, being completely absorbed in one particular mood, such as dasya bhav, servitorship, sakya bhav, friendship, vatsalya bhav, or madhurya bhav, this is called bhav maya sadhan. When this bhav maya sadhan gradually becomes mature, at that time it turns into prem, and it is called bhavmay sadhya. Bhavmay sadhya. Then the second type of raganuga bhakti sadhan is called bhav sambandhi sadhan. Bhav sambandhi means when the devotee engages in the angles of devotional service, beginning from the beginning, guru padashray diksha guru seva. Sadharma Kritsa Shiksha Sadhu Maganukkaman. Among 64 angas, first of all, Guru Padashray. Without taking shelter of the lotus feet of Sadguru, it is utterly impossible to enter into Ragamark. So, beginning with Guru Padashray, taking shelter of the lotus feet of Guru, and Vishram Bhena Guru Seva, with so much mamata, so much possessiveness for the lotus feet of Guru. And in this way, one should render service to the spiritual master. He should meditate. He should do japa of his mantras given by Guru. So all of these types of these practices, they are called bhav sambandhi. Why are they called bhav sambandhi? Because they help the smaran anga. They help one become absorbed in remembrance. And this bhav sambandhi sadhan is the ingredient cause of the bhav maya sadhan. So included in this, the observance of Ekadasi, Janmashtami and other types of vrats, these are also included in bhav sambandhi, which is the upadan karan, that means the ingredient cause of bhav maya. In other words, the hearing, chanting and remembering, which is done in this stage, when it helps one become absorbed in smaran, then this bhav sambandhi sadhan is transformed into bhav maya sadhan. Then, svavista bhav anukul. This means that the devotee should be very careful to accept those things which also are favorable for the cultivation of his particular mood, such as wearing tulsi mala, rakhi mala, putting on tilak, wearing the appropriate signs and symbols of a Vaishnava, serving Tulsi Devi, giving water on Tulsi, doing parikrama and giving pranam to Tulsi, all of these things are very favorable. So that is called bhava anukul. Then, svavista bhava aviruddha. This includes giving honor to cows, giving honor to the asvata tree, and giving honor to brahmanas. These practices, they can be done. But what is the result? Bhav aviruddha means this is not against your bhav, but also it will not specifically nourish the bhav. So that is called Bhav Aviruddha, these practices are acceptable for those on the path of Raganuga Bhakti. Then, so Vista Bhav Viruddha, that means those activities which are unfavorable, which will make obstacles in the cultivation of one's desired mood, they should be very strictly avoided. So these include